Finally, another thing I like about this painting is thinking about the way that Rembrandt used the color white. Painting black on black and white with white is a very, very difficult exercise. And in all of the paintings you see in these galleries by Rembrandt, you'll see many instances where he's defined different articles of clothing, different sleeves, different surfaces and textures, one color on top of the other. And so in this study of the woman, you can see the beautiful white cap against her silver gray hair, and then that slightly yellow collar that she wears, and then some of the white highlights in the face. It's really a whole composition of white in so many different tones. It's interesting, we often associate Rembrandt paintings with brown and with a kind of yellow color. And that yellow color comes from old varnish. Varnish has changed quite often in a painting's life. So we actually don't know what kind of varnish Rembrandt would originally have used. And at times it's assumed that he wanted his paintings to appear with a sort of yellowish overtone. But we really think that that's not the case, and that Rembrandt probably used a very clear varnish, which would allow the colors that he'd originally selected to really stand out.